Joining us on the show is Sandra Carey, who's the CEO of the Friendship Inn here in Saskatoon. We're 10 days away from Christmas Day. You've got the Fill the Plate holiday campaign going full steam. How is the campaign going, Sandra?
Fill the Plate is going really well. We've got people supporting us. We're nice. Really thankful that Nutrien has again stepped up, and we're doing the matching campaign with them up to $125,000 till the end of December.
Now, the goal is to raise enough money for 200,000 meals, and I find it just astounding what you're able to do with $5, because that's the cost of a good, nutritious meal for you to put on at the Friendship. You don't charge the guests at the Friendship in that, but that's how much it costs to have.
That's right. And that $5 helps us cook and prepare those meals. 95% of the food that we are given is actually donated. So All of those costs help us just to keep the lights on, keep our staff paid, and make sure that that food is prepared well and on the plate and hot and ready for our guests.
And I like to remind everybody that what you can do with $5 is way more than what I can do with $5, isn't it?
That's for sure. And so just the scale that we're doing, we're serving between 1,500 and 1,800 meals every single day. So when we're talking about the need for $5 per plate, it's a big enterprise. We're moving a lot of food. We're feeding a lot of people.
Now, we just got through some wicked cold, and we're going to have some more very cold weather before this winter is over. And the need just grows.
Absolutely. And we see that every single year when it gets cold. People are looking for that hot meal all the more. And it's hard. It's hard watching people come through our doors that are hungry and actually cold as well, and may not have been anywhere warm through the night. So we really look to the community to support us in what we're doing.
And the other thing I think is worth pointing out too is that not only do they come and have the opportunity to get a great hot meal, but there are other services and other directives that are offered at the Friendship Inn.
Absolutely. We have a community support worker on staff, and that person helps with everything from hygiene kits to helping with referrals for housing, income security, just all kinds of things that can help someone take that next step forward.
It's a great organization. How can you help?
Find us at friendshipin.ca. We're on all the social media channels as well. And please contribute. Every $5 helps. If you can even do with a $5, that's great. And any multiple thereafter, we're just so grateful for.
Okay, well, before you leave, I can ask, do you still need volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers, and especially when we get into the new year, everybody kind of just relaxes a bit and gets back into their groove and stays at home, but we need help then too. So if you want to volunteer, check us out on friendshipin.ca. And also, if you're going to clean out your closets pretty soon, any newer used outerwear, toques, mitts, coats, all of that, we've got a lot of winter ahead, and so any support that we can get with that is great.